Previously on Lost.
I met my real father. Great news, right? He pretended to love me just long enough to steal my kidney.
I followed you last night. Is it your father's house? You'd have to promise me that you're not going to go to that place anymore.
All right.
You think you're the first person that ever got conned? You needed a father figure and I needed a kidney.
Hey, Helen.
You're going to have to choose. Him or me.
My name is Henry Gale. I'm from Minnesota.
You draw up a map to your balloon. We go out there and we find it.
And if I mess up, they'll crucify me.
Do you or do you not know where it is?
I went back there to bury my wife.
It's to his balloon.
This is at least a day's walk.
Then we should get going.
This is where he said it would be.
We need to be sure.
If I was one of them, these people that you seem to think are your enemies, there'd be no balloon. So I draw a map to a real secluded place. And when your friends got there, a bunch of my people would be waiting for them. I guess it's a good thing I'm not one of them, huh?
So, what did I do to deserve this?
What? Can a fella take his girl out for a picnic lunch just cause?
Fella?
That's right. Fella.
So where are you taking me?
I'm not telling, so just quit asking.
Can I be of any help?
You just read your obituaries and drink your coffee and... I'll take care of everything.
Don't knock the obits. It's the nicest part of the paper. No one ever says anything mean about people once they're dead.
Now here I am thinking the funnies are the nicest part of the paper.
John? John, what's your father's name?
Why?
Is it Anthony? Anthony Cooper.
Yes, that's right.
He's dead.
Draw it again. The map to your balloon.
I was joking. I was making a joke.
There's nothing out there besides my balloon.
I was just frustrated.
It was a stupid thing to say. I'm sorry.
It's too late anyway. She's already long gone, Jack.
So what's done is done.
That's right.
Put him back in the armory. Why do you let him talk to you like that?
Hey, wait. Shut up.
John. Sorry.
John.
Side of the cliff.
We've been searching for 3 hours. This balloon does not exist. Charlie!
Then why did he draw the map?
You told him you would protect him whether we found this balloon or not. You've given him 2 more days to store, to figure out how to escape. We're done. Charlie!
Over here! This way! Saeed!
He said he buried her, right? His wife.
Why isn't it raining?
Seen Aunt Lucia?
She took off into the jungle with Charlie and Saeed yesterday.
Yesterday? Did you say anything about where they were going?
Well, that would, like, assume that anyone actually tells me anything. Maybe if I were in the loop, I could be more helpful.
There is no loop, really.
Excuse me, Jack. It's been really hot and crusty. Do you mind having a look?
Yeah, sure. Loop, dude. Loop.
So the fever's completely gone?
Completely.
You're not just saying that, right? You seem a bit distracted.
No, I'm fine. And so is Aaron.
Thanks.
Doctor still in? Those grabbing for muscles in the tide pool pissed off a sea urchin.
It doesn't look infected. Neosporin wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, right. Neosporin. I think the current rate of exchange is 10 loads of laundry per tooth.
Right.
Sure you want to do this? We could just go on that picnic, you know.
Soon, I promise.
Hey. Maybe he left you his kidney.
For we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will live with the Lord forever. We commit the soul of Anthony Cooper to you, but we shall never be separated. And now we are united with Christ as we go toward him. Amen. Do you wish to say anything, John?
I forgive you.
Don? Hey, you out there?
What's that noise?
John? What's going on? Talk to me.
Will you be quiet?
Just tell me what's happening. What the hell is...
Will you shut up?
Maybe you should get Jack.
I said shut up!
Four papayas.
You can't bet. I just bet. You can either call or raise or lay them down, mutton chops.
Don't look at me.
Lay him down, Hurley. He's got you beat.
Dude, I got a killer hand here.
No, you don't.
But you don't even know
you
where...
You got a baby streak. He's got the flush.
What about me? What do I got?
Hard to say, but you're just playing for the fun of it.
Well, fun's not bad. Just try it sometime.
Don't call him, Hurley.
Hey, Amarillo Slim. Think because you watch poker on TV, you can tussle with the big boys.
I gotta head back to the hatch.
Hatch ain't going nowhere, Doc. How about you put your mangoes where your mouth is?
I could play a hand or two.
Hey! What's going on?
Are you still out there? John? John?
I'm here.
What were those noises? What's wrong? Is something...
Nothing is wrong.
What's the verdict, Mr. Locke?
The seismic bolting is all first rate. There's no visible mold, no dry rot. It'll all be in my report, but I think you and your husband got a pretty nice house here.
If I had a husband, I'm sure he would be happy to hear that.
If you'll just sign this invoice.
Son.
What do you want?
Look, John, I know what I did to you was wrong. You stole my kidney. I was dying.
You could have asked me. You could have just asked me.
What do you want from me? I killed myself off because There are two men out there who are going to beat me to it.
Oh. What to do, steal their livers?
No. I took them for $700,000. Retirement con. I put the money in a safe deposit box. But these two guys may be sitting on the bank to see if I show my face. Which is why I need you to go in there and get it for me.
You think I'm stupid?
I want you to take 200 grand of it. It won't make up for what I did to you. But it's the best I can do. I'll be at the Flightline Motel. It's out near the airport until tomorrow afternoon. And then I'm gone, money or no money. And John, if I don't see you again, I'll understand.
Locked in.
What?
These glass doors came down. The whole living area sealed off. I can't get out.
Did you try to pry?
Yeah, but I couldn't. Maybe if the two of us...
You want me to help you?
Yeah.
And if I do help you get these doors up, then you're just going to lock me back in here, aren't you?
That's right.
Then I'm going to need your word, John. I'm going to need your word that you won't let your people do anything to me.
Well, if you're who you say you are, then what are you worried about?
Things have happened to them. Things that I have nothing to do with. But they've got no one to blame. Except for me. So I'm gonna need your word. That you'll protect me. No matter what.
Henry Gale. I'm from Minnesota. And I crashed on this island just like you.
All right. You have my word.
Dude, you got me.
I'm out.
Think you're in my head, Doc? Still got three pliers. Collar fold. Well, you're in trouble now, Cool Hand. Talk to Queens makes me upset. King's wired.
Whoa, dude.
But at least I'm not in your head. Well, I guess that's it. What do you mean, it? Sawyer, you're busted. I got it all. Wouldn't really be fair for you to go out and pick more mangoes.
Well, I got a hell of a lot more mangoes.
Want to play real stakes? Name them. It's a pile of fruit, man.
And I want it back.
Should I go and get a ruler?
Fun time's over, Mongo. Won't you hit the buffet?
But I want
to... Come on, Harley. Let's go. Leave these boys to the sandbox.
One more hand, Doc. What's it gonna take? The medicine you stole from the armory. All of it.
The toolbox! Get the toolbox!
I'll hold it.
Sure. Get it! Come on, put it under!
Wait, don't
just... Ah! You have to stop the door. Put something else under the door. Come on, come on. Stack him, stack him. You have to stop the pressure. Come on, come on, come on.
Stop!
All right, we'll wait till somebody comes down. All right? It's only a matter of time.
Yeah?
No, we don't have time.
Your Sunday best.
I am taking you out to paint.
John, we have visitors. These men say they knew your father.
Hi, John. I'm Jimmy Bain.
I'm sure Helen told you. I didn't really know
him. She told me. But I'd like to ask you a couple questions, if that's okay.
Sure, of course.
Have you seen your father since he died, Mr. Locke?
Well,
we were thinking possibly he's not dead, and maybe you know that. I mean, for his son. You didn't look too shook up at his funeral.
How dare you? If you had any idea what that man did to him, what that son of a bitch...
Hey, Helen.
We were there to get past him. To get on with our lives. To let him go. Get out of here.
Help.
Hey, okay. Okay. Just one thing before we go. What's in the bag, John?
Work papers and stuff. I'm a home inspector.
You mind if we take a look? Here you go. Thanks for the coffee, miss.
To those men, John?
No, I was scared. I was scared.
So
Where'd you learn to play cards, Doc?
Phuket. What
the hell were you doing in Thailand?
What, you don't think I know where Phuket is? Just because I dropped out of ninth grade don't make me an idiot.
Far East, huh? Wouldn't have taken you for a world traveler.
Where you got the art on your shoulder?
How about you deal again?
What?
This time from the top of the deck.
Well, I had to try.
What does it do?
We're not exactly sure.
And you push it...
Every 108 minutes, yeah.
How soon does this alarm go off?
Very, which is why I need you to go up through the grate and into the vents.
Grate's bolted shut. I tried.
Yeah. There's another grate in the pantry. You can get up through there. Take the vent into the dome.
Maybe we should wait.
Oh, we can't wait. It's going to go off any minute. No, I trusted you, Henry. Now you got to trust me. That button has to be pushed.
Okay. What do I do?
Once you're inside, you'll hear the alarm beeping. Then you just have to enter the numbers. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. And then you press execute. It has to be exactly those numbers in exactly that order. And you...
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. I got it.
Go. All
right. Can you reach it? I think so.
Be careful.
Jack and Sawyer are finally going to beat each other up.
10 mangoes.
Okay. I'll call you with the aspirin and raise you a bottle of amoxicillin.
Do you even know what amoxicillin is?
You may have been to Phuket, Doc, but I've been to Tallahassee. Let's just say something was burning and it wasn't from the sunshine.
I'm all in.
Well, that's a move. A man who wants me to lay it down.
You're not gonna lay it down.
I'm not, huh? Why is that?
Because there's a bunch of people watching us right now, and you don't want them to see you lose. Again.
Well, all right. I call.
What you got?
A pair of nines? You pushed in with a pair of nines?
You caught me. Let's see him. Guess it was enough, huh?
Son of a bitch.
I'll come get the meds later.
Hey. When I ask you what you wanted for stakes, why didn't you ask for the guns?
When I need the guns, I'll get the guns.
Henry! Get up, damn it!
Henry, are you all right?
What happened?
Listen to me. You have to get up into the vents and enter the numbers in the computer.
How long was I...
Please, you have to go right now. We're running out of time.
Okay. Yeah.
Be careful. Henry? Henry, can you hear me?
John!
Can I come in?
Yeah, of course.
Any problems?
No.
Your date at my funeral. She got a name?
Helen.
That's a nice name. Pretty girl, too.
I'm gonna ask her to marry me. Tonight, actually.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Your share. Should buy you a nice honeymoon.
I didn't do this for the money.
Then why did you do it? Well, all right. My plane. I got a cab waiting. You don't want the cash? The maid's gonna get a hell of a tip. Bye, John.
Are you him?
Listen, sweetheart.
How could you? How could you do this to him? We were moving past this.
Helen, wait. Helen, hey, you don't understand. I was going
to
tell you everything.
You lied to me.
No, please, I can explain.
You looked me right in the eye, and you lied to me. You've made your choice, John. You need his love more than mine.
No, my choice is you. I was going to... I love you. Please, Helen. Please, I love you, and I want to spend my life with you, and I can't live without you, Helen. So, will you marry me?
Please say something. Anybody here? Is anybody here? Henry! You came back.
What, did you think I was going to leave you here? Can you stand?
I don't. I think so.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you for not leaving me.
You're welcome, John.
Jack, wait up. You heading back to the hatch?
Yeah.
Mind if I join? It's been a while since I had a shower, and I was just hoping that...
Actually, the plumbing's busted.
Busted?
Yeah, the water's been running muddy. I guess we got a cracked pipe, but it's going to take some time to find it.
Oh. Well, I guess I wasted a trip then.
Well, I'll let you know as soon as we get things worked out down there.
I'm glad you beat Sawyer.
You know what? The hatch can wait until morning if you'd like me to walk you back to the beach.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Wait.
It's food.
What the bloody hell is that?
What'd you find?
I got you.
Easy, easy.
Sorry.
What did you do? What did you do to end it? Make the doors go up?
I did what you told me to. I punch in the code and I press the execute button, but nothing happened, other than that clock flipping back.
I was just climbing back into the vent when the lights went out. 10 seconds later, the doors went up.
I didn't do anything.
You think it was all just random?
Don't look at me. It's your hatch.
Get away from him.
Wait, you don't...
Step back right now.
Saeed, it's okay.
I said get away.
No, all right, I let him out. It was some kind of lockdown or something. He was helping me.
Couldn't you find my balloon?
Yeah, we found it.
We did find your balloon, Henry Gale. Exactly how you described it. We also found the grave you described. Your wife's grave. The grave you said you dug with your own bare hands. It was all there. Your whole story, your alibi. It was true. But still, I did not believe it to be true. So I dug up that grave. I found that there was not a woman inside, there was a man. A man named Henry Gale.